In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey guys, welcome to EMS Office Hours. I'm Jim Hoffman. Well, this is actually a live version, video version I'm doing here of the EMS Office Hours podcast. I wanted to sort of do something a little bit different, get a live version in here and there. This way you guys can kind of see it live and maybe comment as I'm going along here, which I think is always cool. We used to do the show live once a week. But of course, you know, people's schedules and stuff get messed up. We can't always do live versions of the audio cast as much as we'd like to do anymore to get that interaction. So I want to go ahead and do that today. But today, guys, I wanted to, we wanted to talk a little bit about the hierarchy of EMS and specifically the hierarchy of skills, right? And people's comfort level and whether or not we should be satisfied with those comfort levels, right? I've been doing some stuff online, some emails and whatnot. I got a reply from one of my listeners and one of the members who talked about catering to that lowest common denominator, right? That everything we do in EMS seems to kind of dumb down everything, get things to where you get that lowest common denominator provider, right? Who can just kind of get by, follow skill sheets, follow protocols, right? And it got me to really thinking, you know, that we really should not be satisfied with that as individuals, never mind as an organization, as an industry, as a profession, right? We shouldn't be satisfied with that as individuals, okay? You know, to me, I kind of feel like there's three kind of major groups in EMS, right? You get the ones that are kind of, you know, they pass their exams, they are out in the field somewhere, they're doing their patient care, they're doing their treatments and whatnot, and they're doing okay, right? They're making a living, they're not doing any extra CMEs they don't have to do, they're not taking any extra exams, they're not trying to, you know, take other courses that may make them a better provider, okay? They're just kind of going by, right? They got certification, they're equal to everybody else more or less because they got that same piece of paper everybody else has, right? That's one group, I feel. Another group is the ones that are really super, super smart, right? They know what's going on with the cell, you know, or from a medication that the patient might be taking. They know what's happening with that T wave at that particular moment on the EKG, right? They're really smart. They don't know, you know, the 200 and some of bones of the body. They know, you know, the bones of the bones, right? So you get those people that are really, really smart. And those people usually looking to go be doctors or go be a physician assistant, or they're looking to go do something else with their lives other than stay in EMS, okay? And those are the ones that, you know, a lot of times people kind of mock them, they laugh at them, right? And then you get the third group, right? And the third group to me is the group that has a certification, but they're always trying to improve their knowledge base. They're always looking for a CME that might be interesting. They take advantage of CMEs they might see online. It might be an online webcast or something in their area that they catch on that they might be having at a hospital someplace or another EMS agency might be holding that webcast, right? So they go ahead and they take advantage of that, right? That additional training. Okay, even if it's something like, let's say, a stroke training where they've heard everything before, right? But they think, well, maybe I like this instructor. I've heard about this guy. I'm going to go take this class because I might get a little golden nugget there about stroke that might actually go ahead and help me the next time I encounter a patient who might be having signs and symptoms of a stroke, right? So those people are sort of the third group, right? The group that knows sort of, they don't need to get too crazy with the, you know, semantics of things, right? But they want to know more. They want to know more details of things, okay? So they take an advanced 12-week class. They get into the sepsis protocols and the sepsis causes and risks and all that type of stuff, right? they listen to podcasts, they go on to EMS websites, they look at the upcoming research, what's going on, they take surveys, and they're engaged. They're engaged with the industry, right? I feel most people in EMS end up sort of in between the three. They kind of float around between the three, right? I think part of that is because we end up getting a little fried from dealing with a lot of the nonsense that we deal with out there, okay? Whether it's from patients that abuse 911 or that call for no particular reason other than because they want company or they're looking for a ride to the hospital, to agencies that don't necessarily appreciate the provider that works for them. So you kind of float around, right? You get to that point where you're like, oh my God, I'm just so sick of it. I just want to do my 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever it is, and I want to go home, right? And then you get the ones that are kind of more along the line of, well, I want to know more because I want to be a nurse someday. So they get really deep into the weeds with a lot of the content on what's going on with patients, right? And they start talking to doctors about stuff, and doctors say, what are you talking to me about? You know, this patient's a CHFer, and you did what you did. Thank you very much. Be on your way, little paramedic, right? And then you get the ones that are engaged, right? And you end up kind of doing that. So you kind of float around. You're doing a little bit of everything. You're getting focused on it, right? But when it comes to the hierarchy of skill, guys, right, we have to think where we fit into that as individuals, right? I want you to think about it for a second. When you talk about skills for doctors or plumbers or electricians or car repair people, whatever the case is, right, do you want, as for yourself, just think for a moment, do you want that lowest common denominator taking care of your car or being your doctor or being your plumber, the guy, the plumber that just barely makes it through school, right? Do you want those guys, the ones that are taking care of your appliances or your home or yourself, or do you want the ones that go to the conferences that are engaged in the new stuff that goes on within their field, right? The ones that kind of pay attention to what's going on with what they're doing, right? You get like a car repairman, let's say, they deal with a certain vehicle a certain amount of time, and they start realizing, wait a second, this vehicle seems to have these problems on a regular basis, right? They're engaged, they're paying attention, they're researching, why does that vehicle have that? So this way, when the next customer comes in, they can provide informed, accurate opinions and advice and treatment for that vehicle, right? And I feel the same thing goes for us, right? If we're not engaged, if we're not constantly building our knowledge base, if we're not constantly trying to find ways to improve what we know and how we apply that, okay, we're doing a disservice to the people that we're trying to take care of out there, okay? And we're also doing a disservice to ourselves, right? Because we're kind of dumbing down ourselves by saying, I'll be the low guy. I'll be the guy that just kind of gets by and just knows what's going on, right? One thing, my member site at turbomedic.com, you know, it's designed for that knowledge-based building, right? And I get a lot of people who are members there who will write me and say, hey, Jim, I saw this in the member site, you know, what do you think about this, right? It lets me know that they're not just a member of the site because they're trying to pass an exam, right? They're a member because they want to be engaged. They're a member because they want to build their knowledge base. They want to be better, okay? And that's not going to help them with their career and patient care that they're doing. It's going to help them when they go to try to get a job. It's going to improve their skills overall. It's going to improve their clinical decision-making capabilities, right? And that doesn't matter if you use something like TurboMedic. It could be something you use just if you're the type of person that likes to reread your textbook, where you like to go ahead and you know, look at blogs online, listen to some of these more educational-type EMS podcasts like EM Crit or something like that, right? So it all ties in, guys, right? And you have to kind of take a step back if you're not sure where you're fitting in all this stuff and go ahead and figure it out, okay? Figure, am I really doing what's right for me and my patients? Am I engaged in my career, okay? You want to be engaged in it, right? You don't want to go ahead and like I said, just be that lowest common denominator, all right? You're not going to feel satisfied as a provider, right? You're always going to feel like you're gonna start feeling like you're that lowest common. You're gonna feel like you're the dumbed down version of yourself, right? So by going ahead and increasing that knowledge base and learning more and being engaged, okay, just watching this video makes you engaged, right? This is something with the EMS professional on Facebook and on Instagram and all that type of stuff. My followers and my members and people that are on my email list and members of the website and stuff like that, it's, you guys are engaged, right? So I know by you just watching this and you being one of my members that you are one of those people that are kind of floating around, right? You were all kind of, and I do it too. I float around too, right? There's a time where I'm like super smart and I'm really wrapped into a certain disease, or I'm wrapped into a certain research thing that might be going on, right? I'm really engaged in that, okay? And then eventually that kind of trickles off and I just go, okay, well, how am I going to apply that as a provider? And I focus more on that aspect of it. And again, sometimes I'm like, you know what, leave me alone. Let me just get to my 12 hours and go home. I'm tired. I'm tired of being, you know, being used as a cab driver, okay, or Uber driver, right? So it all kind of, we all kind of think float around between those three types of providers that are out there, okay? But I think the key is for us as individuals is to kind of acknowledge where you fit, okay? Where are your skills at, okay? If you need help in certain skills, find that help, right? If you feel you need more knowledge on a certain topic, seek out that knowledge, okay? Seek out something that's gonna help you master it, can help you retain it, okay? It's all part, I think, of the bigger picture, okay? I truly feel that while EMS and the things that we suffer through, okay, as providers, you know, the pay, the organizations and managers that don't respect us and all the stuff you hear constantly about EMS, right? It's kind of weaving and, you know, woven through other professions as well, not just medical professions, a lot of different professions, right? But it's our profession, right? So we feel it more, okay? And I feel that we're unique in that we have to really rise above that, okay? And because of the fact that we have lives that are entrusted to us, right? Public trust that's entrusted to us. It's a privilege for us to take care of patients. It's a privilege for us to walk into people's homes that have never met us before, right? Think about that for a second, okay? Think about that privilege and take that privilege seriously by being somebody who is always looking to build a little bit more on their knowledge. And I'm not talking about you have to study every day and who the hell wants to do that, right? But you want to go ahead, man, take a few hours per week and study something new or refresh your memory on something that you haven't done in a while, okay, as a provider, okay? And then eventually that helps you master that content. It helps you implement that as a provider out there in the field, okay? It all ties in together, guys. And like I said, you know, every profession kind of has it, right? And I want you to think about that, what I mentioned before, about how do you want that lowest common denominator plumber or doctor taking care of you or the things that you care about in your home, right? No, you don't. You want the ones that are engaged, the ones that are improving their knowledge, the ones that are, you know, kind of troubleshooting what they don't know and coming back the next time knowing it, right? And that's the one you want to be, okay? And I think that is true because I think if you were not one of those people, you wouldn't be watching this video, you wouldn't be listening to the podcast, you wouldn't be looking at other websites, okay? So it all really ties in, guys. I hope that makes sense. I just want you to kind of be a little motivated, man, to go ahead and just, you know, crack open that book or look at a resource or something like that to go ahead and help build your knowledge just a little bit, right? Don't be that lowest common denominator when it comes to all the providers out there, okay? Don't let this mentality that a lot of people have that we're just ambulance drivers, all right, be true, okay? Be a clinical professional. Think about what you're doing for your patients. Think about where you're transporting them, why you're transporting them, where you're transporting them, why you're treating them, how you're treating them, or even not treating them, right? That all comes with experience, of course, but it also comes with having the knowledge to make those decisions, okay, to put it all together, okay? And like I said, we all kind of float around in those three different, you know, provider types that I think are in EMS. But at the same time, I think that while there are those three provider types and we kind of float around in between them, we all, at least the people that are engaged like you are by watching this video, listening to the podcast, lean more towards the ones that want to be better, okay, that want to know a little bit more, that want to see that what they're doing is going to matter, okay? And you don't want to be the one that starts thinking, I didn't know about that thing the patient was talking about. I didn't know about that drug and what it could do if I gave it or if I didn't give it, right? You don't be thinking about that after the fact, okay? And of course, as the EMS goes, we all kind of do that, right? We all end up kind of questioning things that we might have done or didn't do. But if you do question it, okay, if you do have a tricky call and you're not quite sure what was going on or you're struggling a little bit with it, my challenge to you, of course, is to go ahead after the call and do a little research on what it was that was going on, okay? By doing that alone, if that's the only sort of knowledge building that you do, just doing that alone will go ahead and increase, you know, your knowledge and make you a better clinician. All right, guys, I think I've kind of went around and around enough on that. I hope you get what I'm saying, man. I hope it kind of rings true a little bit, then you'll go ahead and start trying to find ways to just increase your knowledge just a little bit, okay? Every couple of days, every week, whatever the case may be, pick a topic, right? Whether it's STEMI, which is everyone's favorite thing, or sepsis, which is a hot topic right now, right? Or even LVAD, right? Something like that. Go ahead, find the information you can on that particular topic. Kind of study it a little bit, research it a little bit, not so much to get into the weeds where it's not going to matter how it applies to EMS, but do it, study it in a way, and find out all the ways that it does apply to EMS, okay? And I think if you did that just once every 2 weeks or once a month, right, you'll slowly find that your knowledge is going to go from here to here to here to here very quickly, and I think you're going to find yourself much more confident and comfortable in what you're doing out there in the field as well. All right, guys. If you do want, let me post this link here for TurboMedic. It is a great way to build your knowledge base. I've got tons of gigabytes of downloads that are there. There's hours of audio and video there. There's practice exams that are there. And right now, I actually have a trial membership that's open for members. Okay, if you want to be a new member, there's a trial membership there you can get in on. I do ask for a little bit of commitment from you because I want to make sure you have some skin in the game, that you're serious about being a member and applying what you can access there to the patient and to yourself as an individual. Okay, because I think that, again, like I mentioned earlier in this episode here, when you are engaging yourself, right, and trying to improve yourself as an individual, that's going to trickle down, okay, to the patients that you take care of, okay? And that will help you, of course, in your overall EMS career also. All right, guys, that is it. Go check out that trial membership. Be sure if you have any questions or comments, put them in the notes below. Do me a favor as well. This is the video version, so I don't have a link to it here, but if you go to iTunes and look for EMS Office Hours on iTunes, you can do me a quick favor and leave me a rating or review there. It really does help the show. And the audio version of this, of course, will be on iTunes within a day or so from this video. All right, guys, that is it for me. Thanks so much for watching and listening. I hope you kind of like this video version here. Of course, as we go, we'll get some more interaction, hopefully, with some of the members that come in here. I see a lot of people kind of popping in, popping out, listening, and leaving, which is cool. I know we're all busy. This is almost 10 o'clock in the morning. So when I worked last night, I'm a little beat. I actually have a coaching thing I have to do, a coaching client that's someone struggling with some exam stuff. I'm going to meet up with them at 10:15. So I'm going to end this so I can go ahead and prepare for that. Guys, as always, I'm Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.